For our Good Friday meditation, we will be hearing the University of Pretoria Kamarata sing a South African spiritual in their isiXhosa language. These poignant words were cried out by Jesus as death was approaching. Literate Jews might well have recognized those words as coming from the first line of Psalm 22. Some have wondered if these words might have prompted people to recall other verses from this psalm. Matthew's gospel reports that some bystanders got excited because they thought he might be calling for Elijah to save him. But we know it was not to be. The opening words of Psalm 22 have been prayed across the centuries as people have struggled with unthinkable burdens when they, like the psalmist, or Jesus, no longer felt God was anywhere to be seen. This is a recurring theme in the Psalms, and in antiquity, people throughout the known world worshipped their various gods in the same hope that this would directly benefit them now. Today's performance is lovely, but as I watch the video, it makes me wonder, can music even begin to portray the psalmist's agony or his sense of being abandoned? This will be sung by South African students according to their music tradition, which includes modest dancing. Even though these words are heart-rending, our singers sing them while swaying, smiling even. Does this mean they don't understand these words? Or are they just enjoying singing? Or might it mean they realize they are not, in fact, abandoned by God? The editor of this music realized this dilemma and asked that the dance movements not be vigorous or overpower the music, and that this piece be approached prayerfully. This is how I hope we can now receive it.